Spiritual Turkish Seminar, Session 1, Introduction.
So welcome to the Spiritual Turkish class, and we have a full 3 days, but it's going to be exciting. Let's take out the syllabus and just kind of look over this. It should be the first thing on your page, and just kind of look over what we're going to do the next 3 days. Today, we're only meeting till 5, and Konya Kenan Abi is going to teach us about the scriptures, about the translations, about objections that we have, the Muslims have to the Bible. And then we're going to also start learning how to pray. We're using a prayer chart. We have a prayer chart for you, and we'll go over that. And Ron is going to go through that, and we're going to do some prayers of praise. And then tomorrow, Thursday, we'll be doing the Turkish hymnal, and Cindy's going to go through that and kind of go through the history of the hymnal and walk you through the different sections and the older songs, the new songs. Then Kanigan is going to do the work of Christ in Turkish and in English. We're going to try to do it where we explain it in both languages. We're going to have a Turkish believer, Demokan, come in and give his testimony. It will not be translated. He's going to give a 10-15 minute straight testimony. So that would be something you're going to want to listen to over and over. And then we'll do some prayers of thanksgiving, and then we're just going to have a short little church service on Thursday. In the morning, in the afternoon, it'll be life in the church, how to give a testimony, and by the way, hopefully you all got the email that you're supposed to prepare a 3-5 minute testimony. Two of you will do it in front of the whole group, and the rest of you will do it in small groups. So think about that right now. Two of you who are brave enough to do it in front of the whole group, you can sign up for that. I think it's tomorrow we sign up. Do you know, Dana? Okay. And then we're going to do prayers of petition. On Friday, Brian Phipps is going to come from Kayseri. He's a strong evangelist, gifted evangelist, who's been with our company and been in Kayseri, I think, 8 or 9 years. And he's going to come and teach us on how to share the gospel in Turkish, how he shares the gospel, how he leads someone to faith. And then he's going to do the historical flow of the Old Testament, New Testament, the Qurban in both the Old Testament and New Testament. And we'll also learn some prayers of salvation. Of course, we're not praying these prayers of salvation. This is how to lead someone in a prayer of salvation. Then on Friday afternoon, we'll finish up with the testimonies, and we'll have a full church service with everybody participating. And then we're going to have books in the back. These are from the Open Door Bookstore. And anytime someone is up here speaking, they might refer to this book I really recommend for answering this objection or whatever. Hopefully, those books we will have for sale back there. At the end of this course, you should be able to, these are the goals anyway, discuss and compare the various scripture translations and learn to find verses in the Bible. Be familiar with the standard hymnody, to pray in a large and a small group. And I want to add something about this is, you know, one of our biggest fears as foreigners is speaking Turkish in front of other foreigners, praying in front of other foreigners. And this, hopefully, in a hopefully non-threatening way, will help us to get over that hump. Because we are going to be working with foreigners as we do planting in this country. So the sooner we can get over that fear, the better. And I want you all to know that I will be up here speaking in Turkish, and I will be making mistakes. And Kenan Abi will be making mistakes. It doesn't matter how long you've been here, we all make mistakes, and we're not sitting back listening thinking, okay, now she didn't put that ending on, and she didn't say that verb tense right. We're all in this together, so hopefully we can look to the issues of our heart and the issues of pride that might be there as far as speaking with other foreigners, and this will be something that can get you over that hump. We're going to participate in meetings. A lot of you have already been able to participate in some group meetings. When we first came to Turkey, we were not allowed to go to a Turkish church, and so you all have the opportunity, except for people like Joe and Karen and Bolu. I know, like, Cindy comes to the, what do they call this church here? Mutuf? Shidam Mutuf? Kilisesi? But some of you are not in that position where you have that opportunity, so we're going to actually, what we call a mock meeting, and actually go through a whole church service as if it were a church service. We're going to give you necessary vocabulary for witnessing, for sharing your faith, for giving your testimony, be able to answer some standard Muslim objections, and lead someone through the steps of salvation. And then, of course, we're going to give you appropriate literature on different topics. So does anybody have any questions about what we're going to do, what the goals are, why we're here? Hopefully you understand why we're here. Nothing? We're going to start out pretty much mostly English today, although Konya Lakinon Avi is going to do a little bit more probably when he discusses the objections. But as the time goes on, it's going to become a little bit more and more Turkish. And this is not necessarily a Turkish class. This is to teach spiritual Turkish, so you become familiar with that. And one of the hardest things in any other foreign language to do is to pray. And so if you can at least get the confidence that I can pray in Turkish, be it simple, be it when I'm reading it, and that's all you go away with, praise the Lord. That's great. So we're going to try to do more and more Turkish as time goes on. And anytime you guys have any questions, please just feel free. I want this to be as interactive as possible. And as you'll see later, we're going to start calling on people. So we're going to try to draw you guys in. This isn't going to be where the Hoja's up here and you guys are listening. Mm-hmm. Although Hoja Gelemisin is... Kent's going to talk to you guys about the translations and also the objections to the Bible.